This is a paper on stress and weld. The authors are using extremely expensive equipment to do the experiments. Audrey, what do you think is the justification for this approach?
You are quite right, Lauren. The synchrotron at Grenoble is not cheap. However, it is an interesting way of monitoring stress, temperature, time, and crystal structure simultaneously.
What is the engineering objective?
Often, when welded structures cool, the thermal contraction leads to the accumulation of stress. This stress can in principle be cancelled by the strain due to phase change. These scientists are trying to develop metal which will hopefully lead to safer welded structures.
How far have they got in achieving this?
I think they have established some early principles which prove the concept. However, there is a long way to go. For example, it is usually necessary to deposit many layers in order to fill a joint between two pieces of metal. So far, the team have only dealt with simple geometries.
So there is a lot of work to be done. I wish they would hurry up. Thank you, Audrey, for reviewing this work for me. This is Lauren signing off.